Be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the long 4th of July weekend?
Yes.
I love the 4th of July because it's not a religious holiday, so I don't have to work. I have to work every Christmas and Easter for some reason, so I love these American holidays. So enjoy the long weekend if you're going out of town, and safe travels to you. This past Friday, I received some sad news for us here at the Archdiocese of LA that one of our retired bishops, Bishop Joe Sartoris, died. And I know at one time he spent some time here at Holy Family filling in when Monsignor Clem took some time off. And for me, I have to admit, I took the news really hard. He was my pastor growing up. And he gave me all of my sacraments. He gave me my 8th grade diploma. And if it wasn't for him, I would have never felt the call to the priesthood. And growing up, we didn't call him Bishop Joe. He was just Father Joe to us. He became a bishop when I was a sophomore in high school. And the reason why I loved my pastor so much, for many reasons, but he had a great love for the troublemakers, which meant I got to spend a lot of time with him as a student at St. Margaret Mary School. And there was one time, my eighth grade class reminds me of the coming eighth grade class here at Holy Family School. And good kids, but you know, they keep us on our toes. So my class is just like the class of 2026 at Holy Family. And I remember we had this wonderful idea to go into the kindergarten room and take the candy that was on the teacher's desk. Right? So, of course, we got in trouble, as we should have, and the next day we had to go to our pastor's office, and I'll never forget what he told me in my classmates who got in trouble. He said, "Even though I'm disappointed in you, I want you to know that I still believe in you, and I see the good in you." And that stood with me the rest of my life. And in fact, the day I became a priest, he was the one that vested me, who put on the priest's chasuble for the very first time at your ordination. And as he was putting it on, he looked at me, he said, "Miracles really do happen, Ricky." I said, "Amen to that, Bishop." But you know, we all have people in our life that have stood by us, have we not? That believe in us. That despite our shortcomings, despite our faults, they see the good in us. And that's what we're celebrating today in Saints Peter and Paul. Because Saints Peter and Paul were far from perfect. And God knows they made many mistakes, just like you and I. But today we're celebrating the fact that Jesus chose these two imperfect disciples to do great things. And on this solemnity of Saint Peter and Paul, today, Jesus is looking at each and every one of you, and he's telling you today, "I choose you, each and every one of you, to follow me and to do great things for our Lord." Jesus looks past our imperfections. He looks past our faults. And he already sees us for how we're going to be one day in heaven. I love St. Peter personally. He's one of my three favorite saints. I love St. John Vianney, Padre Pio, and St. Peter. And every morning I have some long conversations with them when I'm praying. And why I love St. Peter so much is his mouth always got him into trouble. I can kind of relate to the man, okay? But yet, what did Jesus do? He turned and made St. Peter the very first pope of our church. And what our Lord was telling all of us was, I'm going to do great things with each and every one of you. I see past your shortcomings. And St. Paul, who went around persecuting, literally killing Christians, and our Lord touched his heart, he became one of the greatest proclaimers of the gospel the church has ever seen. So today, despite our imperfections, Jesus is calling us to follow him. And sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We beat ourselves up. If I were to ask you what you're good at, you would probably respond quicker, what aren't you good at, right? It's like we're conditioned. And our Lord is telling us today, I love you. I see the good person that you are. But as disciples of Jesus, we're also called to learn from our mistakes, are we not? I love hearing confessions. And it's not because I'm nosy and I want to know what you're doing, okay? I love hearing confessions because I get to tell you to keep on going. That Jesus forgives you. That he loves you. That you could do better. Just like when I go to confession myself. So the saints are in heaven cheering us on. They've made the end goal to be in heaven. And they're up there interceding for each and every one of us. And you know what? Jesus looked at Peter and Paul and he encouraged them to keep on going, to fight the good fight, and to do good things in his name. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing if on this solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, we followed the direction of Jesus, and we too looked around and saw people who needed our love. For those maybe who feel outcasts, maybe those in our own family or in our work, and we looked at them and looked them in the eye and said, I love you. I see the good person that you are. And you encourage them to go on. So remember that, parents, when your kids are driving you nuts, okay? And remember that, kids, that your parents are imperfect, just like you and I. But what a wonderful way to celebrate the solemnity today. If we looked around us and said, who is Jesus asking me to love just as he loved Peter and Paul? So the good news is the church is for sinners, which means all of us. We're all welcome at God's house. And it's our job to go and bring that love of Jesus to one another. Amen?
Amen.
So who is it that you need to mentor, baby, or to love? To reach out to. Your life is such a gift from God. Don't waste it. Don't sit on the sideline. Who is it that needs you now more than ever to know that they are loved? I just want you to think of one person that you're going to choose to reach out to and let them know how loved they are and that God always welcomes his people. So let's think of that one person. And if you can't think of any, come after Mass. I have about 80 people I'm thinking of right now, okay? So let's think of that one person that you're called to love in a special way today.